News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Killarney Coffee Cup project participants are calling on the government to act on the Lati levy. And Killian Tracy, owner of Luna Coffee and Wine in Killarney, joins us now. Good morning to you, Killian. Will you explain what happens in Killarney in terms of keep cups and single-use cups?
Hi, Ciara. Thanks very much for having me. So the Killarney Coffee Cup project was launched last year on the 31st of July. So we're approaching our one-year anniversary now next month. And basically, the project involves over 70 independent businesses here in Killarney that no longer use single-use coffee cups as part of their daily operations. So instead, we offer a deposit cup, a reusable deposit cup to customers, or encourage them to bring their own cup, or encourage them to sit in and have their coffee in-house. I guess this action to date has saved over 1 million single-use coffee cups from either ending up in landfill or ending up in litter here in Killarney. So quite a remarkable number.
It does sound good. And is there any pushback, as in people arrive, they don't have a keep cup and they're like, oh God, do I really have to pay a load of money now for a plastic cup because I desperately want a cup of coffee? Do you get people sometimes who don't like it, or is it well received?
It's very well received, I would say. I guess both locals and visitors are very, very happy with us here in Killarney. I guess the key thing about the deposit is the fact that it is a €2 deposit, and you can walk down the street, hand the coffee cup back into any coffee shop here in Killarney and get your €2 back.
Okay. So you have the system set up quite well.
Exactly.
You pay your £2, but provided you don't take the coffee cup home, and I suppose you could if you wanted to, but you probably don't, you give it in, get your money back, and everyone is happy. What about people who say, for example, that, you know, nowadays we can get things like compostable coffee cups and that they will just, you know, rot away. They're not contributing to landfill. They're not contributing to islands of plastic in the sea or anything like that, and that there's no need for this.
We've looked into this, and it's actually the truth behind it is that a lot of these coffee cups that say they're compostable aren't generally composted here in Ireland. We don't have the facilities to actually do it. They don't break down in time. So a lot of the coffee cups that you see as compostable or recyclable are both made up of paper and plastic, so they can't actually be recycled. So, unfortunately.
So are they a bit misleading for people who might choose those coffee cups thinking they were doing the right thing?
Exactly. Yeah, we use 200 million coffee cups here in Ireland every year, and I think 99% of them end up in landfill.
Okay. I believe other towns and councils around the country are looking for your advice about rolling this out elsewhere.
Exactly. I'd say we've had about 30 towns around Ireland, whether that being a group of coffee shops, a Tidy Towns committee, a local council, coming to us asking for advice on how to roll this out in their own town. And that's been all in the last 11 months. Yes, no other town has followed suit from Killarney. And I guess without a Lati levy from government, it's probably unlikely that others will follow suit.
Okay. We did speak to Conor Horgan yesterday from Eyeball about the litter situation around the country. And certainly I think they would welcome a Lati levy for the same reason. Have you, I suppose, lobbied government about this?
Yes, we've been in contact with government since the launch date on this. Last year, we were led to believe that it was coming to effect sometime towards the end of last year. The levy was signed into law over 2 years ago, yet nothing has been acted on.
All right.
I guess as participants of the project, we just feel a bit let down by the government. So we feel like we've done the right thing by the environment, but we haven't been supported through action.
The
project is going very well, but in order to sustain this long term, we can't depend on public's goodwill forever. Eventually, there needs to be policy to actually change consumer behaviour.
Thank you for joining us on that this morning. It's very interesting. That is Killian Tracy, owner of the Luna Coffee and Wine in Killarney. Let us know what you think about that. Would you? I think that's a good thing that you can pay £2 for the keep cup, but then bring it back anywhere you want to. And I don't know how that would work in a bigger setting. But look, let us know what you think.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.